Hello, hello, hello. You guys are listening to Everybody Loves Gossip, and it's your girl, Char. And I need to add something to that. It is Char, CEO of Pressure Clothing, y'all. No, but I kind of just wanted to jump into a topic that seems to be really trending in our generation nowadays. And I just need answers. I need opinions, answers to all of my questions. So the topic is booty calls. Is there a statute of limitations to booty calls? Like, when is the point that it becomes considered not a booty call? Like, how many times do two individuals have to have, you know, sex to consider like, okay, this ain't no booty call no more, like we're actually like we a thing now, or we're leading into being a thing, or there's feelings involved? Like, how does that work? Like, is it one time, two time? Well, okay, obviously it's not one time, okay, but after how many times it'll be like, okay, wait a minute, I smashed the first time and it was better than I expected, so now I want to run it back. Okay, understandable. Okay, that was good too, so I need to run that back. And it's just like, y'all running it back and now it's becoming months and months and months. So it's just like, okay, this ain't no booty call no more. Like, what is it? So at the point where it becomes, now feelings are involved, obviously. So is it wrong if the woman or the male catches feelings after a certain amount of time? Like, or should there be a limitation? Like, okay, if it's a booty call, no more than a couple of times, you know, to save the headache of anything transpiring. Like, I feel like that needs to happen. Like, you know what I mean? Because I feel like guys nowadays, you know, they want to get on your head, or they want to be acting all brand new, you know, when feelings get involved. And it's just like, no, you know what I mean? I've been fucking you 90 going north for I don't know how many months, and now all of a sudden shit is different. So when is it time where you guys could become out of that booty call range? You know what I mean? That booty call era. And it's just kind of like, then what? Because let me guess, the guy don't want a girlfriend, or maybe the girl don't want a boyfriend. So then what do you do? You know what I mean? It's just like, what happens then? I feel like that's very, very confusing. You know, although I, you know, can't say that I've completely been in that situation, but I can relate. You know what I mean? So in my opinion, I feel like there should be limitations. I feel like there should be a standard time frame. Like, okay, we ain't going beyond this. And if it does go beyond this, you know, everything's fair game. Like, nobody's the fault. You know, nobody's wrong. But it's like, what happens though? Like, you know what I mean? Because it's like, okay, bruh, you've been, you know, wearing me down and you don't want to commit. You know what I mean? And then it's just like, nigga, how you don't want to commit? Like, you want to do everything else. Like, I'm good enough to be available to fuck, but when it comes to everything else, I'm not. You working on yourself, you not trying to commit. You got all these damn excuses, but when it's time to pull up, you're just also available. Like, where do they do that at? Like, help me understand, sir. I am not understanding, sir. Make it make sense. Like, please, where do they do that at? So all in all, I just feel like my point is there needs to be a limitation, like, period. And I don't even care if y'all both going with the mind frame, oh, it's just gonna be a fucking thing, blah blah. No, nigga, it was a fucking thing until you laid that pipe and gave me that fire deek. You know what I mean? Deek. You gave me that fire, and then, you know, laid it on me. So now shit didn't change. And it may be my fault, you know, for letting dynamic change. But for me, it must have changed for you too, because you still calling, baby. You still coming back. Time after time, month after month. Feel me? So you cannot, you know what I mean? And then, oh, check this. Okay, say if it is just fucking. So what happens via text? Are y'all supposed to communicate via text? Like, is there supposed to be like no communication? Is there supposed to be good morning text? Like, what? Like, how does this booty call thing work, man? Like, I'm so confused because I feel like if there's good morning text and there's like the little flirtatiousness, like shit grows from that. Shit grows from like the good mornings and the how you doings and the different little things. So I feel like that booty call shit, it can be dangerous. You know, it can be very confusing if, you know, there's no boundaries. That's the key word, boundaries. So with that being said, should there be like boundaries aside from like a limitation, like I'm gonna fuck you, you know, under any circumstances? Will there be any cute good morning text, good night text, sweet dreams, thinking I don't know. Y'all brothers gotta make this make sense to me, because at this point, I'm very confused. But all I know is for myself, I know that I value my pussy and I'm a lover. And not only do I love making love and having sex who I'm with, I want it to be very consistent. And I feel like a booty call be way too inconsistent. I need you to be there when I call you. I may need it more than once a day. Like, I need availability. And that's why the best thing for myself is some in-home dick, some consistent dick, some my dick, not some, oh, I'm only available when I can be available, dick. It doesn't work for me. But ladies, it might work for you. So I am not judging. But fellas, I need answers. Ladies, I need answers. So as usual, like, share, comment, help your girl out, you know, leave your questions, concerns, your yays, your nays, your glaps, all of that. I accept it all. And don't forget to check out my Instagram. It's Sky Sky and Me at, yeah, it's just Sky Sky and Me. And my Snapchat is SHAR dot Johnwell. Those are all my handles. And again, that's SKY and Me for my Instagram. So holler at your girl. Let me know. I need some feedback. Help your girl out. And y'all have a good night. Mwah.